We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's the Midday Show, but Ingo and Roberts on what is now becoming a very rainy Monday. It was raining very hard.
I didn't think it was supposed to rain like that today.
I only thought it was supposed to rain in the morning, like very early in the morning. And then it stopped and the sun came out and now it's raining again. Yeah.
And I look across the river here because we're right down here on the Hudson River. Yep. And Jersey looks like it's just a fog over there. So.
Oh, yeah.
So, anyway.
And what I know is that when it rains, no one can drive. That's what I've learned in New York City.
Well, you know what the problem is? When it rains, by the way, we're coming to you live from the Black Bear Studio. Delicious Black Bear Deli Meats and Cheeses only at ShopRite. What happens, I think what happens, and I don't drive anymore. So, those days are over.
Right.
So, I take the train now all the time. But what I think happens is people that don't generally drive decide they're going to drive on rainy days. And that I never could understand that.
What? Wouldn't you be more likely to get on a train and say, I don't want to deal with it?
You would think so.
Yeah. Well, it's not the case.
You had a rough time coming in today?
It's just so much traffic. And I leave very,
very
early.
That's a rough time.
Yeah, that is. Yes, I had a rough time. You're right.
When'd you leave last? 6 o'clock?
6 o'clock in the morning. Right as Boomer and Gio were opening up their show. And I usually leave at 5:45, so I think those 15 minutes killed me.
Yeah, well, you do now what I used to do.
Yes.
I mean, I used to be out of the house 5:30, quarter, just so I could beat the traffic in.
And that's what I do. And today was the one exception. It was the first time I sat in traffic coming to work in a long time. I'll tell you, Friday, I left my home in Westchester to go to Nassau Coliseum, 2 hours to get there.
Oh, my God. What time did you leave?
We left at 4:30.
4:30.
But we made it and ate at a nice Italian restaurant. I forget the name of the place, right near the Coliseum. They did a great job and they were quick. And what I loved about it, waitress comes over right away. She says, "You guys going to the game?" I said, "Yeah." She's like, "Okay." And they got everything done quickly.
Wow.
Check over the food.
You sure didn't know who you were.
No. Well, who am I? I'm not.
Well,
I'm a dude.
Yeah.
That's all I am.
Well, I'm right there with you.
We're just guys.
You never know.
The Yankees had a rough weekend, and there's a myriad of things. I mean, obviously, they're banged up. Their lineup is a shell of their former self. Think about this. When you've got Brett Gardner hitting sixth, when you've got Giovanni Urshela playing every day.
Giovanni Urshela.
Higashioka playing now back-to-back days. Yeah. Michael Tauchman getting big at-bats. They're just a shell of their former selves. But, so I understand when they only score 2 runs. I get that. The thing that concerns you, and we'll start with Friday, is Jay Happ. Jay Happ is off to a brutal start.
Terrible start. And Paxton's not pitching much better, let me say that.
No, and to our caller who brought up the fact he has a sports psychologist, that doesn't concern me. What concerns me is that he hasn't been good. And I don't know. We say this about any pitcher that comes to this town. We don't know how they're going to deal with the pressure in New York, because I can guarantee you this, Joe. He's not off to a good start. His next start is tomorrow night at Yankee Stadium against another guy off to a bad start. You may have heard of him, Chris Sale, who's 0-3 with an ERA of 8. If James Paxton struggles tomorrow night, he is going to hear it.
Oh,
he's going to get the Ben Simmons treatment, Joe.
No doubt about it. I'm with you 100%. How about, and I didn't even notice, this is unrelated, but they showed it last night during the Met game, that in college, DeGrom hit a home run off Chris Sale.
Yeah, that was great.
Oh, my. That was the best part of the broadcast.
No doubt. I got to give ESPN credit for digging that up, that young Jacob DeGrom hit a bomb with the aluminum bat against college Chris Sale.
How about that?
That was very cool.
That was the highlight of the evening.
But that is related, because Chris Sale's pitching tomorrow.
Yeah, I understand.
So
that's the reason I thought about it.
Yeah. The positive out of this weekend was CeCe. I mean, CeCe was brilliant on Saturday. He could only pitch 5 innings, but then the bullpen did a fine job.
And he's money after a Yankee loss. I don't know what the record is, but after a Yankee loss, he's like money in a bank.
Yeah, he's been great. He's been that stopper. And even at his age, and even with the diminished stuff that he has, you just trust him on the mound. And he was just brilliant in that game. Herman came in and pitched 2 great innings. Chapman was good. Britton was good. So Saturday, despite only scoring 4 runs, was a respite from the mediocrity that the Yankees have been. But yesterday, it was same old, same old. Tanaka got off to a great start, which was encouraging. And then all of a sudden, he just lost it. Tim Anderson's hitting a grand slam. He's off to a great start this year. But more than that, they just couldn't hit. They couldn't put runs on the board against Carlos Rodon. And the Yankees, for the first time in, 30 years, have lost 3 straight home series to begin a season.
And they haven't exactly lost it to the elite of the American League. I mean, they lost it to Baltimore, they lost it to the Tigers, and they lost it to the White Sox.
Yeah, 3 of the worst teams. That's what worries you about this. I mean, they are banged up. We get it. They are just dealing with an amount of injuries that rivals and probably even surpasses the Mets when they had their issues.
Seems that way.
In 09, 10, 11, 12. They've just lost everybody. But these are still teams they should beat, despite that. I thought the one positive, because I thought of all the Yankee fans that complain about we need more little ball, I thought that the Tyler Wade safety squeeze.
Yeah,
yeah, it was a safety squeeze.
Right, not suicide, right.
I thought that was the moment of the weekend.
Right.
You know, look at that. And Tyler Wade actually did something positive.
Right.
But really, it's everything right now when you look at the Yankee struggles. They're not scoring a lot of runs. That makes sense considering the guys they're missing, and their rotation hasn't been good. This turnaround they've made since Tanaka's last start, this turn in the rotation outside of CeCe has been absolutely dreadful. When you look at Loaisiga only got through three innings, Paxton gave up five runs in four innings, he was bad. Happ was terrible against the White Sox on Friday. We mentioned CeCe was the exception, and Tanaka yesterday. So now it's the starting pitching. The bullpen's been inconsistent, as we know, and there's bad news about Dellin Betances. God knows when we're going to see him. And Chad Green has morphed into, like, Hansel Robles. How'd that happen?
Yeah, that's not a good guy to morph into, by the way.
You know what, though? I hate to say it. That's what he's been.
Yeah, I know.
When you look at Green from the last few months of last year to this year, what is he? You can't trust him anymore.
Yeah. And Sanchez is hurt now.
Yeah.
He's on the IL.
The injured list.
The ill.
So they're a mess right now. The good news is it's 6-9. It's not the end of the world. I think what concerns you, though, Joe, is Happ and Paxton have got to be better. So you kind of look towards them and say, is this a long-term concern? Happ's getting up there in age, and Paxton's trying to prove he can pitch in New York. And the concern about the offense is guys aren't walking through that door.
It's not only that, but then they're not exactly playing crisp baseball either. I mean, that's another issue with this team right now.
Yeah. And they got run on all weekend, too.
Yeah, they did.
And that was a combination of pitchers holding them on and also the catchers. But when Jose Abreu steals two bases.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
That's a problem. So you're right, Joe. It's just, it's a lot of everything. But maybe in a weird way, playing the Red Sox is the best thing that could happen. I know they won the series against the Orioles over the weekend. But overall, they're not playing great baseball. And it's the Red Sox. There should be a lot of energy in that building at Yankee Stadium. I would think it's Yankees-Red Sox, even if it's April. And maybe Paxton and Happ need this to get them turned around because those guys have obviously struggled first couple of turns around the rotation.
Right. So what's it happen? Those are the two guys pitching in the series, right? Happ and Paxton?
Those are the guys pitching in this series, yeah. And it's Paxton Sale on Tuesday night, and Chris Sale's off to a tough start. And I'm sure the Red Sox fans in their own way are panicking. Maybe it's different because they did win a championship last year, but they've got a lot of concerns. And you look up at Tampa Bay and you just don't want to bury yourself.
What, 5.5 ahead of the Yankees right now?
5.5 out. They're off to a very good start. Yep. They're 12-4.
Yep.
Five games is not burying yourself. I'm saying you don't want to bury yourself.
They're the only team in the division that's over 500.
Yeah. Yeah. The Blue Jays have been what you kind of thought. The Orioles are starting to hit back down to earth. They're 6-10. So they're starting to show
reality.
That's
on a pace, though, to win more than 50.
Is it?
6-10? I think so.
It's on pace for 60-100, so yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
They're going to be right around the number. They are. They're going to be right around that number.
I don't even know if they will, man, because this
you don't think so, huh?
6-10 off to after having getting off to a great start.
Well, that's a great start for them, 6-10. And Chris Davis is hot. He got three hits yesterday.
He's hot.
So there you go.
Yeah. As far as the Mets are concerned, this weekend was a buzzkill because when you win Thursday you win Friday, the feeling is, hey, split the next two games and win 3 out of 4. The Vargas thing.
Oh, he stinks.
Yeah, I mean, if Jason Vargas had gone out there and been 5 innings, 4 runs, which is mediocre, by the way, but if he had done that, I think you'd say, all right, you know what, he's a fifth starter. That guy, Joe, couldn't get out of the first inning.
He's terrible. To me, the biggest concern over the weekend, okay, it is the thing to worry, because Vargas, we know he stinks, Vargas, okay, I know that. All right, and Oswalt wasn't any better. I mean, the Mets come back in that game, and now 4-0, they come right back. They score 4 runs to tie the game, and then Oswalt gives it right back again.
And you knew it. I knew that.
It was unbelievable.
No doubt in my mind they weren't winning anyway.
So my biggest concern right now is what's going on with Jake DeGrom. Now, I don't expect him to be what he was last year. I mean, you're asking a lot to pitch to a 1.70 ERA again. But something, and I'll even give the twin game a blip. He had a bad night. It was a crummy weather night. Okay, you know what? Fine. Yesterday, I mean, he's 3-2 on everybody. Yeah, he's not putting guys away. I know he struck out 9 guys or whatever in 5 innings, but he's not putting guys away like he was.
Right.
He's given up home runs. He gave up 10 home runs all last year. He's given up 5 already this year. Something's off with DeGrom, and that does 114 pitches in 5 innings? I'm a little worried about it.
I'm not there yet. It's 2 starts. Right.
I'm a little worried about it.
I think after every... I get it. I think if he has another one and another one, I'll start to build up concern. But right now, when I think of the Mets' problems, here's where it starts.
Well, the bullpen is first.
It starts with the bullpen and the depth, because even Familia the other night, last night, wasn't very good. He's been shaky this season.
Yes. Oh, God.
So outside of Edwin Diaz, you don't trust anybody. So overall, the bullpen's a major concern. And then, and you know, we said this all winter, this isn't a surprise, they have zero rotation depth.
Zero.
So right now the focus is Jason Vargas. He got one out on Saturday night. Who are they going to replace him with? The number one candidate is Corey Oswalt. As you mentioned, Joey, he came in and he wasn't any better.
Chris Flexen?
Right. There aren't great options.
Let's stop kidding ourselves here.
But that's not the scariest part. The scariest part is, what if any one of the starters not named Vargas went down?
Yeah.
Right now we're talking about the 5th spot in the rotation, a spot that you can skip whenever you
have
an off
day. And they are, and they're doing that coming up.
So you can hide it, as bad as Vargas is, as much as I would probably just pull the plug on him, even though the other options aren't great. What concerns me is someone's bound to miss a few starts. This is baseball in 2019.
Look,
and when that happens, panic city.
Well, look, 2 things, okay? I seriously would consider looking at Dallas Keuchel. I mean, I don't know how you do it. I know Ken Davidoff had a very good article today in the Post about it.
Can I say something about that?
You didn't like that?
No, Ken Davidoff did nothing wrong, so I just want to preface that.
Okay.
His article's fine. Okay, it's fine. And
what didn't you like?
I don't like the idea that for the New York Mets to sign a player.
Oh, I know what you're saying. They got to make a trade to get rid of money, Todd Frazier's money and all that.
You'd have to trade a prospect.
No, I'm with you.
Is the NBA
to clear money. No, no, there's no reason they can't, for even a one-year deal. Look, here's $16, $18 million for 1 year. Let's go.
Absolutely.
Why not?
And that's not, and that's why
not?
I'm saying Davidoff did nothing wrong. He knows the situation
with
this ownership.
Right. That's right.
With that said, I'm not in love with Dallas Keuchel.
I get he's
better than Vargas.
Well,
he's not going to pitch until June,
tell you what,
by the way.
I thought about this too. What if the Yankees go after, because the Yankees probably need him more than the Mets do. What if the Yankees go out and get Keuchel and they let go Gio, I would take a shot. Bring Gio in.
You get it
for less money.
No question. And I don't know what the Yankees are going to do. They have a few days to decide on Gio Gonzalez.
20th. It's the 20th.
Right, so it's the 15th. They got 5 days.
Yeah, right, 5 days.
It's almost there. Domingo Herman's looked great.
Yes.
He deserves to stay in the rotation,
even though
we saw him in the bullpen the other day.
Right.
CeCe's been fine. You're not pulling Happ or Paxton out of the rotation. So they may not keep Gio Gonzalez, and if they let him go,
Mets should jump
the Mets
on him.
Are foolish if they don't sign him.
I completely agree.
The other thing is, I know it's not happening. This would be the conversation. I'm Brody, and you're Brian Cashman. Hey, Cash, here's Todd Frazier. Any pitcher on your 40-man roster will take back. I don't know. Stephen Tarpley? Fine. Tommy Kahnle?
Oh, I'm in.
Fine.
I'm
Chad
good with
Green
that.
Sticks?
There's no rule.
Fine.
Let's be honest. And I understand injuries. There's no place for Todd Frazier on his team. You got J.D. Davis. Let me see this guy play. Another home run yesterday. I got Jeff McNeil, who's a base hit machine. Let's be honest. Jeff McNeil's a base hit machine. I want him playing third base before I want Todd Frazier playing third base. Jed Lowry's one thing. I see no place. I don't care if he's playing shortstop, first base, whatever he's doing. There's no place on his team for Todd Frazier.
Look, they can make it work with Todd Frazier coming off the bench. The point is they are desperate for arms.
Well, they are.
They are. Because
they are.
You've got a 5th starter that can't get outs at all. You've got a last man in the bullpen that is now going to become an elevator between Tim Peterson and Corey Oswalt and Paul Sewald. God knows what's next. Just look at the 40-man roster. And the rest of the bullpen, Gesellman and Lugo and Avalon, stinks. He used to be competent. He's not competent. Justin Wilson is average to mediocre at best. They need arms. And if you've got depth in one area, hopefully you can take it and turn it into something else. And Ernie goes nuts every time I bring up Todd Frazier. Ernie, Tyler Wade and Gio,
I would not take him if you released him. I do not want Todd Frazier back on the Yankees.
Tyler Wade and Gio Urshela. Those are the guys getting at bats right now. You can't tell me Todd Frazier isn't better.
I can.
How?
Todd Frazier stinks.
Oh, what's Tyler Wade?
He stinks also.
Okay. That's okay.
I don't have to give up anything for Tyler Wade. He's right here.
Literally, I'm giving you the choice of arm you give us back. Joe's not even asking for anybody. It doesn't matter. Does he breathe? Can he pitch? I'll take him. I don't care. Name me the guy. Who do you name me any freaking pitcher in your entire system will take back for Todd Frazier? Give me the name. I don't care. Do you care, Joe?
I don't care. I don't think there's any spot for Frazier on the team. I know you say you can make it work with him. There really isn't. I mean,
he's replacing Guillerme. That's how it works.
Yeah, but he's going to take it bats away from Davis because they're going to play him.
I think
they are.
I think initially he would, and if he doesn't hit, to me, he gets as many at bats as Luis Guillerme did. But all I'm saying is there any team out there in baseball, and the Mets should pick up part of the money, enough of being cheap, right?
Oh, God.
Pick up part of the money and get any kind of arm back. Didn't the Cubs just send Carl Edwards down to the minors? I'll take him.
I'm telling you. Go pay Keuchel $16 million for 1 year. See what happens. Throw the money
in. I'll tell you what happens. The guy's not going to pitch till June.
Right.
Let's start there.
Okay, fine. At least that's great. At least I got something. I'm sure he's been throwing. He has to have been throwing all this time. He has to have. Hasn't he? I think so.
I know that. This isn't an argument I can win because obviously the corpse of Dallas Keuchel is better than Jason Vargas. I accept that.
Corpse.
No, it's true. Dallas Keuchel could have been.
Vargas is terrible.
He's awful. I just am concerned overall about Keuchel.
I understand that. I get your concern.
I just don't know what you're getting from him this
year. But even if you didn't start until June, okay? I know I got this. And like you said, what if one of these guys gets hurt? Or one of these guys really has a bad year. I mean, what if that happens? Jake has been okay from what we expect Jake to be. Syndergaard's been pretty good. You know, Mats has been very good, really. I know he has. He hasn't really pitched deep into games, but he had a good six innings the other day. You know, his ERA is good. You know, Wheeler was better the last time out than he was the two times before, but he still wasn't. It hasn't been the guy he was in the second half of last year at this point in time. It's worth the shots.
You know what concerns me about Vargas? That's a stupid question. Everything.
Yeah.
No, you know what concerns
me
about Brody Van Wagenen? That's what I was trying to say.
Okay.
And maybe I'm not being fair by saying this. I'm concerned that he has a loyalty to Vargas that he shouldn't have.
Yeah, because he was repping him with the CAA. Or
that concerns me.
Yeah. Well, you might be right.
To me, and he could prove us all wrong by cutting him. You know, go do that tomorrow. I'll apologize. I guess for a while with Brody, because he does come from that world,
right.
I'm skeptical.
You have a right to be skeptical.
Yeah, I just feel like there's a loyalty towards him that there shouldn't be. He has been an awful Met. An awful, awful, awful,
awful
New awful. York man.
And I don't want to hear he was better the second half of the year last year. Give me a break. I mean, the guy, if he ever gives you more than five innings, you know, did he go beyond six in any game ever? Maybe once?
In his career, yes. Not with the Mets,
though. I'm saying with the Mets.
No,
who cares about his career?
No, I agree. Who cares?
I don't care about that.
I don't want to hear that he led the league in
wins. He
might
have went
year.
Six innings one game last year. And like you said, if you get five innings and four runs out of him, oh, my God, let's go. Thank God.
Well, I think that's the part of Saturday that made it so tough to deal with. He couldn't get through the first inning. You know, it's one thing to just be mediocre to bad the way Jay Happ has been, right?
Right.
Jay Happ hasn't been
right.
good. Four innings, five runs feels a little bit different than getting one out in a game.
Oh, my God.
And then you got to go to the bullpen.
And you got to go to Oswalt, who was brutal.
Well, but that's the other problem. Corey Oswalt would be the guy to take his spot in the rotation.
I understand.
And you know what? Despite how bad he looked Saturday, I'd still do it. I'd still give Corey the baseball next week.
Look, Vargas is horrible. And like you said, Brody's making excuses for him already. So
I think it's worth keeping an eye on what the Yankees do with Gio Gonzalez.
Yep.
I think if the Yankees decide for reasons that we laid out, Domingo Germán has looked good. Loisaga is in the minor leagues.
Maybe they throw money at Keuchel. You never know.
I don't think they will. I think they don't want to give up that draft pick. I think there's international slot money they have to give up. And I think they probably look at their rotation, at least from a depth standpoint. They've got guys. They just need their guys to step up. You know, the guys who were struggling for the Yankees, it's not like they had injuries and Domingo Germán's been awful. That wasn't it. The guys who were struggling are Jay Happ and James Paxton, who they're not taking out of the rotation.
Right.
They just have to be better.
Right.
There's no for the Yankees, it's not like, go trade Jay Happ, go do this. Those guys have to be better. They signed Jay Happ to a multi-year deal. The guy was fantastic after the trade deadline. It all started going to hell in a handbasket in the American League Divisional Series when he made that start against the Red Sox.
Mm.
And maybe for him, he turns it around against the Red Sox this week. But for them, those guys just have to be better.
By the way, the Red Sox, I never saw those uniforms before. They got today's Patriot Day. Maybe that's why.
Yeah, I think they're wearing holiday uniforms.
Is that what it is? Because I never saw them at home wearing Boston across the front.
And
he always says Red Sox.
And they're all wearing number 42, obviously.
Well, that's because Jackie Robinson.
It is Jackie Robinson Day. Today is also tax day. And also today is a sad day in American history. President Lincoln died on this date.
Was he shot on April 15th?
I think he was shot on April 14th.
Oh, right,
and
right.
I think he died
at
about 7:30 a.m.
Right.
on April 15th.
Right, right.
So, sad day in American history.
1865.
There you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.